The special needs voucher plan failed in the legislature last session and again this session when Governor Scott Walker tried to include it in the state budget. Sponsors say this latest version is more limited than the others. Watertown Republican John Jagler says it would open up the option of voucher schools to parents who try and fail to enroll their special needs kids in other schools through the open enrollment program. Jagler's daughter, who has Down syndrome, is enrolled in the local public school, but he says others may need different options.
I'm in a situation where thankfully, I'm very pleased at the education my daughter has received, but there are others, albeit a very probably small amount, who aren't and are looking for help.
Disability rights groups have vigorously fought previous versions of this plan out of fear that moving special needs students to private schools will put them at risk of not receiving services that they're required to get at a public school under federal law. Democrats are already lined up against the plan. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca noted it came on the heels of a voucher school closing in Milwaukee without any warning.
You know, until we get this issue of accountability worked out, it just startles me they would even dare to bring forward such a proposal, especially when you're talking about people with such sensitive needs.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he hopes his members will vote on the plan in February, though that hardly guarantees its passage. It's the Senate where this plan has had issues. It failed to even get a vote there last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.